guy who almost never carried the ball in college to do what you're doing and ripping off the chunks of yardage that you are. Has that surprised even yourself to some degree?
I mean, if you go back and watch the tape and see how well those guys are blocking it up, like, it's not surprising. Anybody can run through those gaps. Honestly, it's those guys are doing a great job, and even the second level blocking is incredible. So I don't really have to do much work until the third level, really.
Are you aware of what Aaron said about you after the game?
I didn't hear what.
Okay, well, he compared you to John in a really good way, and he also said, when Mike asked me who I want out there on third down, I want Rip. And that's pretty heady praise for a guy done tossing around lightly.
Yeah, I mean, it's good stuff to hear, but like I said, I can't let it go to my head, and I got to show up and go to work every day and try to improve my craft.
Aaron, have you talked to John at all throughout this season, or like after last week, the game?
Yeah, I actually talked to him last week. I talked to him a few times throughout the year.
And anything in particular you said, or what have your conversations been like?
Just standard stuff between teammates. It hasn't always been about football. It's just, how are things? How are you doing? You know, just typical stuff.
In what way do you feel like it all, are you kind of channeling him? Because obviously a loved guy around here in his production over the years.
Yeah, it's, he still has a lot of guidance for me, even though we're on different teams. Sorry, I'm really cold, so I'm kind of shivering. Yeah, I still talk to him if I need some guidance, and he's always there no matter what. There's no hard feelings because he's on a different team or anything like that.
You say you want to be able to do whatever you're called upon to do, but right now, would you pick a strength in your game?
I'd say, blocking still first and foremost. I'm a blocker, really.